Hi, this is Michael Klosser. I'm back again today with a new message, or another message, from the Word of God. And we're going to open up with a scripture. Actually, I'm going to repeat some of the concept that we've been talking about so that we can come into the full knowledge of what was being taught. Just to summarize where we have been talking, the title of this message is Meet God. And we taught how when people meet God, they come into God, they come into relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and then from there, they are opened up to all that Jesus is, and we can grow into all that Jesus is. Amen. The concept is coming into Jesus Christ, coming into His Word, and then becoming a doer of His Word. The book of James, chapter 1:22 says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." So when I said when you come into Christ and become a doer of His principles, that's what I'm talking about. Become a doer of who He is as the Word of God and grow into that Word of God, which God has sent to us to become. So Father God sent Jesus to meet people. Meet them where they are. If they're in sin, go to them as a sinner. If they're in sickness, go to them as someone in sickness. Whatever it is, go to them and then become one with them. This is the Father's instruction to Jesus. Go to the people, become one with them, unite as one with them, and then from within yourself, set them free. How do we do that? Well, have them do your word. Have them become doers of the word. So the concept is God sends Jesus to meet people, become who they are, just like what they are, and then from that position unite with them, come into common union with them, and then from that position people are now in Christ, and from that position they're able to use any of the word of God, and it will be just as if God Himself had put the word back into play. So people can use any of God's principles, any of God's promises, any of His word, any of His promised word, and become a doer of the word, not just a hearer. And as they do the word, they can come into the blessing that the word is. If you consider the word as a seed, then everybody that comes into Christ can plant any seed of the word of God and grow into that which they've just planted. You know, the greatest parable that Jesus taught, the greatest parable, the granddaddy of them all, is this. Sow the word of God. Sow the seed. The sower that sows the seed is sowing the word of God. This concept is highlighted in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. I'm going to read that right now. It says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you, through His poverty, might be rich." There it is. He says, meet God wherever you're at, and then grow into Him from being in Him. Grow into Him, grow up into Him, and become rich. Well, how can I become rich when I'm in poverty? Because Jesus is rich. The Word of God is rich. It's the true riches. Amen. You know what the counterfeit to that is? Money. Money's the counterfeit. The true riches is life in Jesus Christ and His Word. Amen. You see, once you meet God, you've got to keep the relationship alive. Keep the relationship open and active. By recognizing that the Word is God too. The Word of God is God too. The Word of God is Jesus Christ. So God sends Jesus to meet us. We meet Him. We come into relationship with Him. And we keep that relationship open. And then we begin to grow in Him by growing in His Word. Listen to John chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So God used the Word of God to create all things, and he did it through Jesus Christ, such that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Jesus Christ is all things to God. And then we, from our position of unity with Christ, grow up into him in all things. We grow up into the Word, and thereby we grow up into him, because he is the Word. He is the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. In John chapter 1, verse 12, we read, "For as many as received him," as many people that received Jesus Christ, "to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to him that believe on his name." See, when God sent Jesus to people to meet people, it's an outreach from God. He reaches out to people. He becomes like they are. And then says, "Will you receive me? Will you receive me?" And the people have the option to say, "I will receive you." And those that do receive him, to them he gives power to become the sons of God. So God gives you now that you've met Christ, he gives you the power, the authority to become a son of God. So that means you have to change from your humanness into your divine nature. See, Jesus came from his divine nature into your humanness, meets people in their humanness, and says, "All right, now grow out of that and come into your divine nature. Grow up into the Christ in you. Grow up into the promises of God. Grow up into the Word of God by becoming a doer of the Word and not just a hearer." So God gives people the power to become godlike. He gives them the power to come back to the creation that God created it. Not what Adam lost in it, but how God created it. So God created a world wherein the Spirit of righteousness was supposed to abide with the people. The people were supposed to be united to a Holy Spirit. They fell from that position and they became united to a wrong spirit. It's actually called the spirit of bondage to fear. So Jesus is teaching these principles. He's talking about unity in the Spirit and how right spirits and wrong spirits can affect everything. And then he says this in Luke chapter 11, verse 27, it reads, "And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked." He's talking about the nursing. Blessed is the womb that bore you, and blessed are the nurse, how they were nursed, how Jesus was nursed together with that. But Jesus said this, "Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." Jesus is saying, the blessing is not in the natural. It's in the Spirit. And you can join into the Spirit by joining into the Spirit of the Word. Because Jesus is the Word. God created the world through his Word, through Jesus Christ. Look at this verse in John chapter 15, verse 7. It reads, Jesus speaking, he says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." See that? Do you see the power that God puts on his Word? Listen, read that again. "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you," then you've opened up the doorway. Then now anything can take place. Anything, any of the part of the Word that abides in you, because it abides in Christ, because you're in Christ. Do you see the union that's happening here? He's joining us up with Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And he's not only just joining up with Jesus Christ, but he's joining up with the Word of God. And the Word was God in the beginning. And then something happened. Men fell from that position, and now we've got to earn it back. That's what Jesus came back to the earth for, to free us from bondage and to grow us up into the liberty that Jesus is. That's why the scripture says, "To whom the Son sets free is free indeed." Well, how does the Son set him free? He sets him free by them becoming doers of the Word, and the Word frees them. Amen. Now I'm going to read some verses out of Ephesians chapter 1. This will be the last of my readings. But it begins, verse 1, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. See, once you meet God and join up with Him and agree with Him, you become blessed with every spiritual blessings while you're in Christ. If you get out of Christ, you'll get out of your blessings. If you step out of Christ, you'll step out of the boundaries of God and begin to lose any of the things that you had. The blessings are in Christ, so you've got to abide in Christ, and His Word abiding in you is the answer to answer every need in your life. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. It reads, as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. This is the plan of God from the very beginning, to be in Christ from the very beginning, and to stay in Christ throughout your whole life. Well, that fell, and people were no longer in Christ, so He came back. God sent Jesus back to the earth, because He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. I have to clarify something here. It reads, before the foundation of the world. It does not read before the foundation of the earth. He's saying before the foundation of the world. The world that is now is an evil world. This is the world that 2 Corinthians chapter 4 calls the God of this world, who has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. The God of this world can also be read as the God of this present evil world. So God chose people to be in Christ before the foundation of that world. That was the plan of God before any iniquity happened. So when God sent Jesus to the world, verse 5, Ephesians 1:5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. He's saying that if you will accept the adoption of Jesus Christ, if you'll come into the family of God through Jesus Christ, that's what God has foreordained. That's the will of God. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He has made us accepted in the Beloved. We are accepted to God. We are acceptable to God by being in Christ. And we become in Christ when we receive Him and believe Him for what He has, what He is, and what He has done. And we join up with Him, and however we need to join up with Him, become one with Him, believe in Him. And then once we're in that position of being in Christ, then work the promises, work the principles, work the Word of God. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption. Where? In whom we have redemption through His blood. In Christ. In Him we have redemption through His blood. That is the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Verse 8, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will according to the good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. There it is again, in Him. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times. See, God knows that this is the fullness of times. We're living in the fullness of times. And so God's pouring this out. He's pouring out, He's dispensing the fullness of times. And in that dispensation, the goal of that dispensation is that He might bring together all things in Christ. All things in Christ. Well, every bit of creation is called to come back to Christ, your Creator, the Word of God. Let me read it again. That in the dispensement of the fullness of times, God had it on His chart to plan out when to bring Christ back and everything, and in pouring out those times on the earth, that He might gather in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and on earth, even in Him. See, He's the God-man. And he's saying, I'm going to bring everything that God created, and I'm going to bring every man that God created, and I'm going to bring them both together in Christ Jesus. That's called the kingdom of the dear Son of God. And so he's calling us all back to that position of being right with Jesus Christ and right with his word and blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Stay in Christ. Amen. Stay in Christ. How do I do that? Stay in the word. Amen. So how do I stay in the word? By being a doer of the word, not a hearer only. Meet God, stay in God, pour forth some of his blessings as if it were a seed planted by God, and become that child of God. And as you become a child of God, you have the authority to plant the seed of the word of God. Wow. Amen. You see, there's another place in the scripture that says, you've been born again of incorruptible seed by the word of God. See, the word of God is incorruptible. The fact that we don't enjoy it and experience it and don't feel the dispensation of it is because we don't understand how it is to bring that back. How do we bring back the word that God spoke? It's so contaminated right now, but it's not really contaminated. It's covered up. It's covered up. What with? Darkness. Darkness is covering up the light. You know, apocalypto means the uncovering, the unveiling. So there's a veil cast over all the world, and it's covering the light of God, and people don't see it. But so God says, I'll tell you what to do. Jesus, go to people, meet them, join up with them, become one with them, unite with them as one being, and then from that position, they'll be able to plant any of the word of God, any of the seed of God, and grow up more godliness into the earth. Verse 11, Ephesians 1:11. In whom also, there it is again, in whom, in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. We have obtained an inheritance in him. Well, where is the inheritance? It's in the word. What do you want out of your inheritance? What would you like to have out of your inheritance? Go to the word of God, find the promise, and believe it and receive it. And from planting it in the kingdom of God, by being in the kingdom of God, see, if you're in Christ and his word abides in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done. That's your inheritance. My, my, my. You see, your inheritance is something that you receive when someone else dies. The valuables of one person that dies become the inheritance of someone who's still alive. It passes down, passes on from generation to generation. That's what inheritance is. And God's inheritance is what he had promised and skillfully laid out or planned out for people to enjoy throughout all of eternity. And that goal was circumvented. It was pushed aside, and darkness began to rule. Darkness became the reign. Darkness took over. And so God says, well, I'll tell you what, I'm the light of the world. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Even though darkness raises its dark hand, light shall prevail. And so I stand in the kingdom of God. I receive whatever promise I desire, and I speak that promise knowing that it shall come to pass because I'm in Christ and his word's abiding in me. There's no power of darkness that can root the word of God out of your life. Praise be to God. I want you to go back and read this book of Ephesians chapter 1. Just read the whole chapter and keep your eyes open for any place where it says in him or in whom or we in whom or verse 8 begins with the word wherein. In other words, you're in Christ. And so that's the concept I want you to keep an eye open for, that you're in Christ. And how do we get in Christ? We meet him. We meet whatever he is, believing that he was also like one of us. His poverty was like our poverty. He became us no matter where we were. He became like us no matter how we were in the world. He came down to that level and came to meet and become one with us. And from that level, he says, now, you're in me now. work some of the kingdom principles, work some of the promises of God, and grow out of it. Because he who was rich became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. Amen. I can't just quit just yet. Oh my goodness. I need to go into the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verse 12. Jesus speaking, he says, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." Catch that now. He says, "My reward is with me." My reward is with me. My reward is in the midst of me. My reward is amid me. My reward is received as you abide in me. My reward is with me. That's where we meet God. Second part of it is, "And he will give to every man according as his work shall be." That means every place in the Word of God that man has now met Christ, every place he will sow the seed of the Word of God and become a doer of the Word, he shall receive the fruit of that seed sown, eternal life, the blessing of God, the life of God, the power of God. He's calling you to come out of your humanness and come into your God nature. Amen. Well, I've gone far enough. I guess I'll have to cancel for the day. God loves you. Jesus loves you. And we love you. Amen.